Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If Texas National Guard troops end up in Milwaukee or Madison, will it go as it's been going in Chicago, where at least one man has been shot and killed who is unarmed by ICE agents, after which ICE agents lied about the circumstances, only to have their body cam footage reveal the lie? The lying about the facts is what tells you that this is all baloney. On October 4th, Customs and Border Patrol agents shot an unarmed woman, Marimar Martinez. They claim that she provoked them by ramming their vehicle with her car. Except there's body cam footage that shows the CPB agent ramming into Martinez's vehicle, not the other way around, after which the agent says, "Do something, witch," but with a B. The agent then gets out of the vehicle and shoots Martinez, not with rubber bullets, with a gun. On October 7th, a masked federal agent is caught on camera aiming a weapon at a resident who is supposedly reportedly doing nothing more than documenting his activity. This was reported by Chicago Tribune reporter Laura N. Rodriguez. There have been arrests of local officials, including Illinois' 9th Congressional District Congresswoman Kat Abu Ghazala, who went viral when an ICE agent slammed her to the ground. The Evanston mayor and a city alderman were aggressively arrested while trying to advocate inside of a hospital. Journalists have been detained or attacked by federal agents as well. Steve Held was detained. This is a journalist, was detained by agents while covering a protest. That's illegal. A Chicago Sun-Times reporter was tear gassed and pelted with rubber bullets. Again, that's illegal. On Sunday morning, a Chicago CBS News reporter, Azel Rezai, was attacked by an ICE agent who shot a pepper ball into her car from 50 feet away. She was puking for 2 hours. Legal observers, often delineated in the Chicagoland area by their bright neon green hats that read "legal observer," were also attacked by ICE agents. And if you haven't seen this footage, we're going to post it in our show notes from today that you can find at civicmedia.us/shows. Presbyterian minister Daniel Black was standing outside of an ICE facility. He had his arms outstretched to ICE agents on the roof of the building, and he was saying a prayer. In an interview, he said, "I invited them to repentance. I offered an altar call. I invited them to come and receive salvation and be part of the kingdom that is coming." When Black began to lower his arms a few seconds later, the agents fired pepper balls, which are chemical agents that cause respiratory distress and eye irritation, at his head. One struck Black in the head, exploding into a puff of white pepper smoke, which forced him, he fell down to his knees. And the agents continued to fire bullets at the pastor, who is in a Black clerical shirt and collar, and laughed at him. They have roughed up elderly women. They have zip-tied small children. They're arresting people who are citizens. They are arresting people who may be here illegally but have no criminal record at all. Their use of chemical agents and rubber bullets was described as a local police chief as arbitrary and indiscriminate. It's been used on crowds doing nothing more than standing around ICE facilities as small as 10 people. On September 27th, several Customs and Border Patrol agents came to a Chicagoland police station and told the police that DHS agents would bring a blank show over the weekend, including that they would use chemical weapons, including tear gas and pepper spray, on protesters. Let's be clear about what is happening here. This is not about making Chicago safer. This is not about immigration enforcement. This is state-sponsored mayhem, destruction, and intimidation that is designed to provoke unrest and response from local residents so that Donald Trump may invoke the Insurrection Act. That is what's going on here. This is illegal, unconstitutional violations of civil rights by ICE agents, federal agents, as well as the National Guard against citizens exercising their First Amendment rights. Let me be clear here. No one can interrupt the execution of a federal law enforcement officer's duties, but you do have a right to yell at them, to protest in their way, and by yelling and being near them, give them the rubber spray, agents with rubber bullets, or, oh my gosh, kill you. Donald Trump is not only pitting the military against citizens, he is pitting the citizens of one state against the other along political lines. That is what the deployment of Texas National Guard in the city of Chicago is. And will they be coming here next? And as we approach the New Kings rally on October 18th, I beg each and every one of you, do not with federal law, remain peaceful. Give them and keep your cameras rolling. Folks, the fight continues tomorrow. Please stay safe, another. I'll be back tomorrow. It will finally be Friday, and another week of the day will have come to an end. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.